Shalom, one and all. Greetings in the name of our Messiah, Christ Jesus. You're watching The Cutting Edge. Today at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 Central, over on Rumble, Patricia and I are going to be on Remnant Restoration, and we're finally going to be covering unleavened bread. And of course, Passover is coming up for a lot of us, unleavened bread, and then we go into first fruits. So some of the things that we're going to be covering today over there, the link should be somewhere down on this Twitter feed. Scriptures to consider: what God says unleavened bread is. What is unleavened bread? A lot of people have that question just coming into this. Does the Bible have a history of unleavened bread? Boy, does it ever. Jesus and the disciples and unleavened bread, and all the scriptures go with that. Post-resurrection, unleavened bread. And what's next? Counting versus changing Sabbaths. And this has to pertain to God's law. So today at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 Eastern, once I get Patricia in the this here, whatever this thing is called, we're going to be going over unleavened bread. And we're going to see what God says about it, straight from His Word. Not our commentary, but what He says. Something for you to consider. If you've never heard of the Holy Feast Days of the Lord, they're straight up in your King James Bible, right at the front of the beginning. And He lays it out, what we're supposed to be doing, what we can do, what we can't do. And He gives us great detail in His Word about these situations and how He wants us to worship Him. So today, we're going to be covering unleavened bread. We've covered Passover. We've covered first fruits. We've covered Pentecost. We've covered Trumpets, Atonement, and Sukkot. Next up is unleavened bread. What does God say about it in His Word? Scripture only. Hope to see you guys there. Shalom. Let me turn this thing off. There it is.